I don't, you know what we normally do? We normally do like little, oh, hey, what's going on? What's new? And it's usually just like, I don't know, me and Rick, you have something. Amanda, you got to have something that's new.
Do I?
I don't know. You got to.
You, I don't know. Wait a second. Hold on.
You carry
here.
This whole show what? Except for the front of it.
I know. I don't know. I mean, we're sick over here. We're just like, you know, a bunch of sickies.
Ew.
Yeah. Sick of work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah, I'm highly allergic to that.
Yeah. No, but okay. I have something.
There we go.
Okay. So last night I had a dream. Okay. I had a dream last night that the Pandemic Guitar Podcast was in a parade.
Okay, hear me out. Huh? For what?
We were in a parade going through a mall. Okay. And Dad and I are looking at each other and we're like, where's Tim? Tim comes barreling around the corner. He's got one of those cannons that shoot off t-shirts. Okay. It's filled with Pandemic Guitar Podcast t-shirts. And he just starts throwing them and shooting them in the crowd. And we're like, where'd you get t-shirts? And you're like, I have no idea. So anyway, in my dream, we had swag. had no idea where it came from. Oh. In real life, we don't have swag, but.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
drugs
is
bad.
I was going to say that you had guitar picks in the cannon.
Oh, that would hurt.
Well, I mean, that would hurt. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We do need to get swag, but, you know.
I know.
I don't want to put in the effort. That's the only problem.
Yeah, it's kind of a recurring theme with you.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Knife in the back.
Yeah. Okay.
And then twisty here and there.
Yeah.
Tim, how was your birthday?
Yeah.
It was good.
Birthday
hater?
It was
fine. I didn't do much like normal because I'm getting old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I went bowling with a few friends, but that was about it.
Well, that's something.
Yeah. I definitely realized that that is not my retirement plan. I am not going to be a professional bowler.
No.
Why not? I just could not bowl. In all fairness, I think that was a bowling alley for kids. It seems
could
small.
Be.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you have like the bumpers on it?
No, it didn't have the bumpers on it.
No, the bowling ball had training wheels.
No.
I would need that.
Right. I mess around with the Raspberry Pis and do all sorts of computer stuff, you know, and I was always interested in how you could do like live streams to multiple platforms, because there's applications out there that you can purchase and it will do it for you. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. I don't want to pay somebody $30 a month to be able to stream something on more than one platform. So I figured out how to do it myself.
Cool.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know if anybody would be interested in ever doing a live episode.
Well, I mean, maybe few minutes here and there.
Oh, no, that's not an episode.
I got to put on my makeup.
Yeah, Dad's going to have to do his hair.
Yeah, I know. We all have faces for radio.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's Tim cool. Maybe. Does. Maybe someday. Maybe we'll do something with it someday. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. That'd be something different.
Yeah. What's up with you? Did you get to take those speakers, those monitors, and kind of test them out? Which one's better? Is there one that is better than the other?
Well, I did. I got them, put them side by side, and I listened to them. And I played a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course.
Of course.
You know, of course.
Yeah, and switching them back and forth. And, you know, and what I found out is that the Mackies were a little in the mid-range. They were just a little muddy. But and here again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could see that.
Mileage will vary.
I could see that. I have the Mackies, and I always thought they sounded a little muddy in the mid-range. But they're still great speakers.
Oh, sure. They're nice, and they've lasted a long time. And they're still going, believe it or not, because of a, you know,
user
of
error.
A mistake I had with a connector. So, a coupling. So, but I got that fixed, and everything is working, so... I put the, I don't know if you can see it, but I put the Mackie speakers back by my piano.
Oh, yeah, so, I can see that. Now, the listeners, they won't be able to see that because we're not live or doing video at this time. But
right. But I do have them set.
It almost looks like you're wearing big headphones.
Yeah, it does.
Just sit naturally.
You're like right in the middle of them.
Yeah, but they're there. So I plan on using them on the piano.
Nice.
Cool.
But I got to get back playing it again. I haven't played it in a while. So I got to get practicing again.
Speaking of things that collect dust, my piano is back there. Shall we get the show on the road?
Yep. Yes, let's do it.
I will never get tired of hearing that intro because that means it's another episode of your favorite guitar and music related podcast. That's right, the Pandemic Guitar Podcast with one of your hosts, Tim, that's me, and on microphone number two, Dad, you can call him Sir Rick. Rick, how you doing?
Okay, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's episode part two that we're going to be doing on great female guitarists. Speaking of great female guitarists, it's microphone number three. That's my sister, Amanda. The reason why every single one of you tune in to listen, I don't get it, but whatever. Amanda, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Hey, you can't argue with the listeners, okay?
You can't. The listener is always right.
They like what they like. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Part two of great female guitarists. And we're going to do things a little bit different this time, I think. Just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw your note, your comment in the notes.
Uh-huh.
Your comment. Anyway, it was like, why am I going first? I'm like, no. Go ahead.
Here's what happened, though, okay. Is that originally Dad was first. Hold on. Rewind. The last episode, I think Tim was first, then it was Dad, then it was me. Tim, you moved yourself down to the bottom.
Purely so by accident.
Right. Accident. Yeah. So then for this episode, Dad was listed as first, and then Dad moved himself, or somebody moved him, and then put me at the top. And I'm like, well, why am I getting picked? Why do I have to go first?
We use the wheel of shuffle. It just randomly put everybody in different places.
I think you two had already gone in and updated notes before I even got in. So I was just like,
yeah,
because
you've been like, oh, who just gave you a thumbs up there?
I know it's a stupid thing.
And I found out I used one of Tim's people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dad called me.
No.
Like he normally does on his way home from work. And we're just looking through the notes, talking a little bit. And I'm like, wait a second. Your number two is somebody I picked last episode. You can't do that. I caught you cheating.
Yeah. Jennifer something.
Oh, wasn't it? Now you want to see, we deleted it. So I don't even remember the name at this point.
Well, hold on. Back up.
Okay.
Dad, you call Tim every day after work?
Not every day.
You don't call me every day after work.
Not every day.
Well, there's a time difference.
No. Yeah.
By the time Dad is leaving work, I'm basically on the last like 10 minutes of my day, and I'll answer the phone and talk to Dad.
Well, what I'll do is I'll get both of you in a conference call.
Well, he was my dad first, so.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'll conference you in. We'll get everybody conferenced in, the listeners.
There you go. With your cell phone reception, I don't know how that would work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would
be pretty bad.
What do you think? And I've got this prepped up. So if you say nay, I did work
Too
for
bad.
Nothing.
Okay.
I take the names. We have, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names on the wheel.
Okay.
And we spin it. Got them all shuffled. And whoever gets picked, that's who we talk about. And we'll just do that until everybody's been talked about.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of like Wheel of Musicians, but...
Kind of, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It may be like...
But it's a much smaller...
Yeah, condensed.
Synopsis, yeah.
It's the Wheel of Musicians rush round.
There you go.
Okay. So we're just doing the people that we have on the...
No, Tim thought he would throw some wild cards in there.
Oh, really?
And then you just got to make stuff up on the fly?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do that. That's I can make you know what up on the fly.
Okay. I believe it.
It's a family show, so I won't say it.
Okay.
Why is this a family show? Just because we're family?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think we got some dusting to do if we're going to keep it clean.
Well, I got a bottle of Mr. Clean right here.
I don't think Mr. Clean is for dusting.
I've got some I got some Vision glass cleaner.
That'll work too. You are old.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you make me cry?
just wait.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got it on. Hopefully you can hear. I'm not going to share my screen, so I'll just tell you how it goes, unless you want me to share the screen. It's up to you.
Yeah, because we don't believe you.
Well, okay.
We don't trust you.
Trust level is not there.
Wow. Zero.
All right. Let me know when you can see it.
We can see it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to shuffle, and spin.
Spin.
Oh. What do we got? Oh, we're going to start with this one.
Oh, no.
All right. So this is my pick. This is one of my picks. And this person is, I can't say that they're the greatest female guitarist ever. This was kind of a shocker. But it's Courtney Love.
Okay. Well, you have Courtney Love.
Okay. Well, I can't spell. Courtney Love. Yeah, I do have Courtney Love on the wheel. But it's Courtney Love.
I was shocked by this one, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think that she's a great guitarist.
No.
Or a person, personally. Right. But I'm pretty sure she had something to do with Kurt Cobain's death, and that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's a different podcast, I think.
True crime.
Wow.
The pandemic music true crime podcast.
I'd listen to it.
There you go.
No, when I was putting names on here, I was just going through and doing some research and that name popped up and I'm like, all right, I got to put it on my list.
Okay. Well, I mean, you didn't have to.
Yeah, no, I did. And now I regret it because everybody listening is completely disappointed.
Right. They just turned it off. They turned this podcast off. They're like, we're done.
It's no over.
More. Everybody just Courtney loved this episode.
Yep.
Oh, well, let's spin it again.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
well,
you got something to add? No, that's all I had, really.
Isn't that the way it worked?
Yeah. No, that's all I had.
I think it was a little bit of a random mention, I think.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody got it. It was fail.
That's fine. We'll move on from Courtney Love.
Yeah, from Courtney Love. Yeah, we're going to move on.
Courtney Love.
And I'm going to remove her from the wheel so we don't land on that again. I'm going to have to add sound in.
Watch this. We'll land on it.
No, he removed it.
I know, but we'll land on it again.
Spin.
If it lands on me again, keep going. There we go.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing.
Oh, okay. What's that? It changed.
Hold on. Here's the thing.
Courtney Love again.
No. No, it didn't. No, it was not.
Okay. So Tim mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that this month was all about great female guitarists. And that is not necessarily true because this pick that I chose is Lindsey Stirling. She is a violinist, so not a guitar player at all.
Oh.
But it has strings, right? So it counts.
I don't know. Dad, what do you think? Do we give it to her?
Well, I think it depends on how you hold the violin.
Oh, true. True.
Well,
but then if it would be a bass, though. If you held it like a guitar, it'd be a bass.
Well, wait a second here. We got this. This has to be discussed because if you hold the violin like a guitar, then it really is it a violin or is it a guitar?
Is it like a ukulele?
It's like a ukulele.
Only got four strings.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Page had a bow, and he played it with a guitar. So you know, you gotta cut some slack here.
All right, we'll give it to you. So great female guitarists. And musicians.
Correct. Okay.
Which so, Courtney Love still does not fall into.
Right. She.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I don't really have a lot on Lindsey Stirling, to be honest with you. I just like her music. Like I've said before, she plays the violin. I have always wanted to learn how to play the Irish fiddle. Kind of the same thing-ish, right? Same concept. I've always just been drawn to the sound of a violin. I love her music. Have you guys seen her, like, how she performs live?
I didn't see any live stuff. I did jump onto Tidal and listen to a few tracks, just pieces of them.
Okay. Well, she's also a dancer. So she does like dancing, gymnastics. She like hangs from the ceiling and da 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 while she plays live. She was actually a winner on, what was it, America's Got Talent a long time ago?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I think I may have seen that, or was she at that NAMM show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's clicking.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if she won America's Got Talent. Oh. I can't remember. She was on it. Anyway, I like her. To be honest with you, I ran out of ideas and I didn't want to just throw somebody on there that I just found randomly. I wanted to put somebody on there that I really liked. Lindsey Stirling. That's my pick.
I think that's good. Okay. It's good music. I think that's music anybody can listen to as well.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She does Christmas albums and everything. Oh, who doesn't? You know, it's great. Yeah. Yep. And then I did want to mention, this is just a random factoid about her, is one of her favorite violins that she plays, it's actually a $40 violin that she got from eBay, which I thought was pretty cool.
Because
with all her money, she could have the most expensive violin out there, which I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's probably pretty expensive. But to play a $40 violin and say it's your favorite, I don't know. It's kind of
I did like that cool. fact as well.
Yeah,
I have a few guitars, not as many as somebody else we know, but I have a few. And my
who's that?
Favorite, really? but my favorite one I actually got on Facebook Marketplace for $40.
Wow.
And that's the one that if I bump it on the chair or the strap falls off and I drop it, I don't care. It was only $40 and it still sounds great.
Interesting.
Yeah, what did I do? I learned how to do some electronic work and, you know, stuff like that. Haven't figured out how to do fret work, but when you got a $40 instrument, I think you're more willing to learn more about the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is true.
Anything else?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't go that deep into this stuff like we did last time.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you guys have quite a bit on yours, so I'm going to let you guys do the.
No, that's fine. And actually, one of mine, I couldn't find a whole lot of information on either. So, you know, whatever.
It happens. All right,
let's spin the wheel again. Let's remove Lindsey. We're down to five more. Hopefully, it's not me. And spin. It's killing everybody.
Yeah,
it look at your dad. Yours are right next to each other. You have one here.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name.
Wow. That is you're going to let me pronounce it, huh?
Yeah. Well, okay. I will butcher it first.
Susan Tedeschi.
Yeah, it sounds very Italian. It makes me want a meatball.
A spicy meatball.
Tedeschi. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to give you a little bit, the reason why I picked this one, she's a blues player.
No.
Yes, she is. And, you know, it's just remarkable that I would pick a blues player.
I'm shocked.
So weird.
Yeah. But she's one of the most celebrated blues in American. She has American roots. As a musician, and she's a multi Grammy Awards nominee. One of the things is that I didn't put in the notes, but what I also wanted to talk about is she plays a lot with Derek Trucks, and he is a phenomenal slide player. She really, really is both of them together, they really can put out some really good music.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of information out there. Looks like, 53 years old?
And she's done openings for B.B. King. And
Scorpio.
I believe that she's also done some openings for buddy guy too. So she's very renowned and she's pretty famous in the, on the blues scene.
Yeah, it looks like since 2000, nominations for Grammy Award, Best New Artist there, Best Female Rock Vocal. So, yeah, she's got quite a career right there.
Yep. And she's also a very good guitarist, by the way, too.
Well, I'd hope so. You put her on the list.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
No, we thought he put her on the list because she is just makes a mean potato salad.
You know? She may. Is amazing. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe she makes mean meatballs.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's I'd a spicy meatball. I'd be disappointed meatball. If she didn't. It's a spicy meatball.
How many times can you say it? All right. Well, I mean, I have not, I'm sure that if I actually went through and listened to some of her music, I'm sure that I have heard it before and not even realized it.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah.
When you've been mm-hmm. an artist performing for that long, it's kind of hard not to stumble upon something.
Yeah.
Right.
That is true.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right.
Continue on.
We're down to four.
Next spin.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Who's going to be?
It's going to...
Oh.
Oh, wow. Way to get in and out fast. I'm in. I'm out.
Yep.
It's another Rick pick.
Courtney Love. it's me again. I think the wheel is rigged.
It is. Well, but the good news is that you have no more on the wheel after this.
You'll be done.
That's true. I can just go to sleep.
Yeah, you can
just kick back.
Sit back, put your feet up on the table.
Okay, Samantha Fish is my next pick here. And she is another one of those ones that started. And she has a little different beginning because she started out playing drums, which I did not know that about her.
Oh, kind of like Dave Grohl.
Yeah, and then when she was 15 years old, she switched over to the guitar.
I've always wondered that. I've always wondered how that works, like when you're trained or to do one thing or you've learned to do one instrument, and then all of a sudden you just completely change. Like to the drums, to the guitarist seems pretty drastic to me.
It does.
It is.
You know, very different. It's not like the guitar to the bass or whatever.
That's the way I started.
You did not start drums.
What?
You didn't start on drums.
I started on the drums.
Really?
Yes.
For like a day?
Pictures or it didn't happen?
No. For quite a while. And then
Dad doesn't have any pictures from his childhood. He just takes like a picture from Google and slaps a mustache on the kid.
Yes. That is the best way to do it.
Look, it's me. Okay. Wait a second. So, that's the Titanic.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Is the Titanic sinking behind you?
Yeah.
Dad, let us joke. Jeez, we got time to fill. We're only 25 minutes in.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll slow down.
Just pushing.
Okay.
All right, continue. Well, we don't have all day.
And that's time management.
Yes. Anyhow, her mother was an instructor for a local church choir, and her father played guitars with friends. Initially, hearing recordings of Bonnie Raitt and Stevie Ray Vaughan, she later heard music of Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones. And those were her earlier influences.
They really needed to rephrase the way that is because it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Rolling Stones.
Stones, yes, I know. I basically just copied that line verbatim.
No, we're aware.
But
we're not surprised at all.
Yeah, I know. And she has a sister, which I didn't know, and both of them were drawn towards the blues music in their teenage years.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's, let me see, she's got some records out there.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, she has quite a few. She started, her first record was Live Bait, and that was in 2009. And the band was called the Samantha Fish Blues Band. I guess she later changed it to just Samantha Fish. And then she just released one in 2023. Just recently.
Oh, wow.
Called Death Wish Blues is the title of the album.
Interesting.
Edgy.
So, yeah, definitely. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, and she has, in 2017, she won the Contemporary Blues album, and she actually won that award. And in 2018, she won the same award again. And actually, she's been winning Artist of the Year. She won in 2016. So she's got pretty good accomplishment of things here. So I would definitely check her out.
I feel like I should be more familiar with her since she's had, I mean, she put out an album in 2023. I should be more.
We're all disappointed in you for not knowing her.
Oh, for
I mean,
me?
I know of her. I listen to her all the time.
She's probably do.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, the one thing that's interesting, well, first of all, she grew up in, she grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Ooh, Midwesterner.
Yeah, Midwesterner. And she does multiple things like rock, country, funk, bluegrass, and ballads. There's that word again, ballads.
Ballads. Okay.
Ballads.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, if you get a chance, check her out. She is really good.
Cool.
That's all I can say about her.
Cool.
Nice. All right. Continuing on.
Both of mine are out of the way.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take a nap.
Yeah. Put a movie in.
I will.
Popcorn. All right, three left.
Three left. All right. We're hitting the wheel.
Tim,
again.
You got to be up.
Probably.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Most likely. Let's see where it lands. It's good. Oh, just barely.
Landed on you.
Yep. Courtney Love again. No.
Dad, let it go.
Let it go. Anyway.
Okay, no more.
Lizzie Hale. This is actually an artist that was referred to us by a listener. And we call him the Baconator. I don't know why, but that's what we call him.
Why?
Okay. He likes bacon, apparently. That's his big thing.
Oh.
So anyway, he's like, oh, I can't believe that Lizzie Hale wasn't on episode number one. And I'm like, well, hold on, guy. I don't necessarily listen to the same things you do.
Dude, this is why I do the shtick at the end of every episode, people.
I know.
You know, put your ideas out there. Send them to us. You want us to talk about somebody? Throw it at us.
Absolutely.
You know, via email. Come on.
So
don't be lazy.
Yeah. And you're coming up with something. You're writing it down right now for the ending of this show. It's probably going to happen in about 10 minutes. Anywho. No. So Hale been writing and performing music since 1997.
Wow.
Which was like, that's the time-ish that I graduated high school. So while I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, she's already making music. She formed a band. Have you ever heard of Hailstorm?
No.
I never did.
Really? Okay. So that's surprising because they were a pretty popular band somewhere in the 2000s. I'm sure that they were popular before that, but like that's when I noticed it. But she started that with her brother. And then she was the lead singer, performed live, recorded guest appearances along fellow rock metal artists and musicians from several other genres, collaborating with bands and artists, including you've heard of Evanescence, one of Amanda's favorite bands, Snyder, totally. One of Dad's favorite hair metalists, Daughtry, nobody likes. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
What?
Oh, there we go.
Good one.
Nita Strauss, another great female artist. And Gwar.
Oh, they're scary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big Gwar fan, but,
no.
You know, whatever. Yeah, and there's obviously many, many more collaborations, people that she's worked with. These are just the ones from the list that I saw that I was like, oh, yeah, I know who those people are. This is the coolest thing about Lizzie Hale. In 2021, Dad, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Gibson announced that Lizzie Hale was being named the first female Gibson brand ambassador. Way to go, Gibson.
Really?
Yep, I heard that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
When was this?
That was in 2021. Not too long ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. So it took them that long to make a female an ambassador for their brand?
Well, I mean, I guess.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. It takes time. Red tape, you know.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Lots of it.
I mean, so many people that you could pick and work with and try to get to be your brand ambassador, you know, and you got to choose wisely, I think, especially if you're Gibson.
One of my favorite guitars is a Gibson Explorer.
Oh, yeah. I think you sent a
I think you've mentioned that before.
Something.
Yeah. I don't have it anymore. I sold it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A long time ago, I had a Gibson back
how
in
the... How much do they run now?
More than you can afford.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I want to say about, well, let me look. I'll look it up. Hold on.
She's got a song that I listened to earlier. It's a collaboration with the Who, H-U. I think.
No idea.
I think they're kind of like a Siberian, like vocal, like type, you know.
Oh, okay. I know who that is. It's like a Mongolian.
Mongolian.
Group.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's who. Before, yeah.
But she did a Song of Woman featuring obviously Lizzie Hale, Hail Storm, and the Who or Who. I don't know how you pronounce it. Sounded pretty good.
Huh.
Okay. I got a price on the Gibson Explorer. Okay.
For the low, low price of?
Yeah. This is a 1970s Gibson, Gibson electric guitar. Natural. I'm sorry. Antique natural. That's the same one I had. Well, not really. I had chrome pickup covers. This has no covers on it at all. And it's new. And it's 25.
Oh, that's not.
Dollars?
That's not that.
No,
not dollars.
2,500 or 25,000?
2,500.
Okay, that's, I was like, 25,000 is where I thought you were going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to?
Because I thought it was like, I thought with Gibson, it's like 3,000 somewhere around, like per letter in the name.
Did you see? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Did you see, speaking of, not to get off subject here, but Jimmy Page came out with the double neck SG. The Gibson exclusive model.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Did you see how much that went for?
No,
it's about 40,000-some-odd.
That would make sense because you got Gibson on there at least twice. So let's see, that's Gibson. So that's 6 × 3 = 18. Yeah, no, that's about right.
Yeah, I think there was only like 50 or 75 somewhere around there. It was a low number made, and one of them came up on Reverb. And it was sold for $71,000.
Wow.
That's, yeah. Somebody did good at their crypto.
Yeah. No, I just take a regular Explorer.
And how much is the regular one? The 2,500?
Yeah, 2,500. Actually, you want to know something here? Let me, Tim's got the money. I know he does.
You know, I'm just saying, Tim, look, you're the oldest by 7 years. You know, let's just say, let's have you, you know, pay 90% of it, and then 95%, and I'll catch the remaining 5. What do you say?
Well, first I want you to do the math and find out what the remaining 5% is.
Okay. See, this is not my strong point. I may have said that before I thought about it. So.
Yeah, because 5% sounds really good until you're talking $80,000.
No, hold on. He said 2,500. 2,500.
Oh, 2,000. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the other one that was 75.
No. $2,500. No, Dad, look, we love you, Dad, but not that much. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a lot of money.
The Epiphone is $649 bucks.
That's what we do. Okay. Everybody buys everybody a $700 guitar for Christmas.
There you go.
Sure.
Or just buy what you want.
Let me see something. All right, go ahead. Continue on. I'm sorry for the interruption.
There's only two left.
Okay, yeah, two left. And it's a 50-50, me and Amanda.
Yeah.
All right, I'm clicking the button.
It sounds like
no whammy.
Willy Wonka. Okay. All right.
I think this is you.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. This one I like. Okay. Did you guys listen to this one?
I actually did.
Okay, perfect. So this gal is named Molly Tuttle.
Oh, I thought it was Tuttle.
I don't think
I thought it was Tuttle too, but right, that's okay.
Well, it could be Tuttle.
I don't know, you would say that.
I just think how
you pronounce it, that's all.
Okay, so she is an acoustic guitarist, banjo player, and bluegrass guitar teacher.
Oh, wow.
Okay, she kind of does it all as far as the guitar world goes. She's known for her flat picking and Clawhammer, which sounds like a delicious alcoholic beverage. Yeah. It's not. I had to Google it. Uh-huh. It's not.
I didn't know it was a real thing.
And her cross-picking technique. So going back to the Clawhammer, do you guys have any idea what that is?
No, I was on the same page you were.
Yes, I do.
Okay. It looks painful. I like watched someone do this Clawhammer technique and like break it down, do it really slowly, and then like just played it normally. And it's like you use like your whole, like from your knuckles down. And it's like, that would totally ruin your cuticles, first of all. So girls, just fair warning. But it just looks super painful. It's like you scrape the whole, like from your knuckle down, like on the strings. And then you use your thumb to play like the top string.
Right.
It looks weird. It sounds cool.
It doesn't actually even sound cool.
No, I mean like the sound that it makes.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
It sounds cool.
I can only tour 6 months of the year because I have to wait for my skin to heal back.
I mean, that's what I kind of thought, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I like her. I think she just put a album out, actually, I think it was an album. And it's actually all, I think it's like all California based, but it's like Western. So pretty much all the songs are about California, but it's like in a Western kind of version. One of them mentions the town and the area and the valley that I live in specifically. So that was kind of cool to hear. I don't know. Somebody mentioned that in a like non-negative way. anyway, I think she's great. And the other thing about her is she actually has, not that this matters, but it's just kind of like interesting. I don't know why, but she has some kind of health condition ever since she was little where she doesn't have hair anymore. So every time you see her, she has like a different wig on. And you can't really tell. You can't really notice. It looks natural, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. She has, I don't know if it's like an autoimmune thing or something, but it's kind of cool that she's, I don't know, touring and traveling and making music while she's, you know, her body's going through this, you know, thing. And she's kind of just being positive about it, making music still. So I don't know. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool. I listened to a few tracks. There was a couple that were just a little too country for me. And so I was like, okay, skip. And then they got a little bit more bluegrass, you know, a little bit more upbeat. And I'm like, okay, I can dig this. I can listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you're going to listen to a song, I would say listen to Take the Journey, because I feel like that's the song that she really lays into that Clawhammer technique.
Okay.
And it sounds really cool. So yeah, if you're going to listen to it, listen to Take the Journey.
She did play the banjo, you said?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I made a banjo?
Here we go. No?
No, this is not a joke. I actually made a banjo.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. I was waiting for a joke.
No. No, it's real. When I was in New York, I went out and I decided that I wanted to build a banjo from scratch. So I went out and I got maple veneer, very thin strips of maple veneer, and put the body together. And then what I didn't realize is that when I got the body all together and the sides all rounded out, you know, the drum where the skin fits over, I found out that I didn't make it to the right size. It was smaller. So I scrapped the whole project. But I tried.
Well, you tried. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned a lot from the woodworking aspect of it.
Have you ever actually played a banjo?
No, I have never. Oh. But I was looking to... Okay, Tim, why don't you spin again?
There's really no point in spinning. You know what?
Well, just
for
well.
Fun,
you
I'm going to
well.
Do it. Woo!
Hey, it might land on a corny love.
Yeah, you never know.
It literally landed in the exact same spot that it started in.
Well, no. There you go.
A little bit. Anyway, my final pick is going to be a new artist that, for me anyway, a new artist that I was just running through... listening to playlists. You know how if you're on Tidal, I know Amanda, you're not, Rick, you are.
Nope.
Yeah, I am.
When you go on there, and I know other streaming services do this too, but whatever, on the homepage, they have playlists that other users are sharing. So
yeah, it's the same as Spotify.
Yeah, so I was going through one day and I was like, oh, this looks like something cool. So I clicked on it. Great playlist. And this is one of the songs It's called Slow Dance, and she's the singer. And it's kind of just a really laid back, really good song. I liked it. I listened to it with my headphones on, because if I listened to it out loud, everybody at work would think there's something wrong with me, because it's just kind of one of those relaxing songs.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she's played with a lot of people, including...
What's this gal's name? You haven't even said her name.
Anna Popovic.
Nope.
Huh.
Never heard of Anna Popovic?
No. It's Anna Popovic.
What? Oh, well, there's no H. She's
Serbian.
So whatever.
She's Serbian. The V-I-C is itch.
Well, you went to school. I lick rocks. I...
You do.
Jeez.
It shows.
That's something we don't need to know.
I like gravel.
It explains a lot, to be honest with you.
But she's played with Joe Bonamassa, our favorite blues man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her father, Milton, how do you say it? Popovic.
Popovic.
Popovic. Introduced her to the blues, and she started to play the guitar when she was only 15. Another person who got started early in life. And you can look her up. There's not a whole lot of information out there. She's just an artist that I recently discovered. I've been listening to a lot lately, so I figured I would throw her on there for the honorable mention.
Very cool. Yeah. I have to listen to her. She looks interesting.
Yeah, that slow dance song is nice. I really like that one. She's got a few others. I don't remember the titles of them. But yeah, it's just really good, laid back, calm blues music.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seems like she's got a lot of, I'm just reading something about her right now, and she's on a nationwide tour currently. And she plays the music legacy of Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Guy, Eric Johnson, Johnny Lang. There's another good, Eric Johnson and Johnny Lang are good. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, there's somebody that's, I haven't mentioned, that's a really good guitarist, and also other well-known or renowned artists that she's played with. It's really, I mean, she's got a good history of
good
stuff
rap sheet.
Here. So, yeah, rap sheet.
Yeah.
Well, blue sheet.
Not rap. There it is.
Dad joke.
Yep. That's she's been heading with B.B. King, Joe Bonamassa, Gary Clark Jr.
She's not headlining for B.B. King right now.
Well, no, but she has.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Cool.
All right. Well, that was a great
list.
That
was a different way of doing things. Yeah, that was cool.
I liked it.
You know? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we got some music history coming up. And?
Yeah, we do.
Some music.
We have music history that is themed for Women's History Month. So hit it, maestro.
We're doing history first, right?
Well, yeah, you just ruined that segue.
Oh.
It happened in the past. What can it be? It must be music history.
Did it take you a long time to figure out what rhymed with history? Like what to say before history?
I have no idea. That was so like, I was just throwing something together. It's like, whatever.
I mean, it works.
It does work. It puts smiles on everybody's faces every single time.
Yeah.
Yep. It does.
Okay. All right, 1981, Blondie entered the album chart with Auto American, which peaked at number 7 on the chart, that is. Rapture from the same album turned out to be one of the first big crossover rap hits, going to number 1 for 2 weeks. I don't really think that Rapture is a rap song.
I would have to listen to it
again. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you?
Me is busy licking rocks.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you've been doing?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. All right. I mean, okay. If you've heard it, it sounds very poppy to me.
I'm sure I have.
It doesn't sound like a rap song, but I've been wrong before. Not too many times, but okay. Moving on. This day in 1989. Madonna releases her fourth album, Like a Prayer. She co-wrote and co-produced all of the songs on that album. Kind of
cool. That was a pretty popular album back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, every girl wanted to be Madonna. All I can think about, though, is the version of Madonna that's on the Weird Al Yankovic movie, which is 100% not true at all.
I was going to bring that up.
that Madonna and Weird Al had a relationship. Absolutely not true. But that's all I think of.
I believe what I want to believe.
Because then she killed him too, right? In the movie.
She tried to, but she was a horrible shot.
She tried to. Yeah.
Like, remember,
no,
he just...
he was in the grave. And he put his hand up.
No, Madonna was in the grave. It wasn't him.
No.
Yeah, it was
Weird Al was in the grave, and he put his hand up, and then it cut.
Yeah, you're right. I thought...
Yes, because remember, he was killed...
He was walking out.
No, he was killed... Oh. No, he was killed at the Grammys or whatever the award show is, remember?
Oh,
Madonna
after the
and
fact.
The hitman. Yeah, we're sitting... The hitman were sitting in the crowd. Yeah. And it was like, boom, boom, boom.
All right.
Yeah, with the huge machine gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody noticed it. Yeah.
No. Nobody. Oh, that's a great movie, guys. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out. Okay. On this day in 1997, the movie Selena debuts in theaters. The movie chronicled the life of the late singer who was murdered by the former president of her fan club. The role of Selena was played by Jennifer Lopez. Have either of you seen Selena?
No. But if it's a female role in a movie, it's going to be Jennifer Lopez.
Pretty
all
much.
The time.
Yeah. Yeah. She did a great job portraying Selena, though. Great job. Oh, that was like so tragic what happened to Selena. Very sad.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. For me personally, and this is just me, I'm never right. But if I had to watch Selena or the Weird Al movie, I think I'm going Weird Al.
I mean, but you've seen Weird Al. You haven't seen Selena.
True.
You have to see Selena at least once.
Maybe. I'm not a movie person.
It'll make you cry. You'll cry.
Well, that's even more reason not to watch it.
It's sad. And then her killer is supposed to be released, I think, this year or next year. And so people are like already planning on being outside of like prison, like, you know, just getting ready to offer.
You should probably get away from the prison and the police officers before you do something like that. But... Yeah. Then again, it's a quick turnaround on the investigation.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Hey, lucky for you, I just had a room open up. Come on in.
Okay. Anyway, so that was it. That was my Women's History Month themed music history.
All right. Let's get into music, music, music.
It's time for music news.
Did you just say music, music, music?
Maybe.
Instead of music news?
I said music, 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 and then the song popped on.
Oh. Okay. I think you might be hungover. Did you no. Did you have a good St. Paddy's
Day? I did nothing. Okay. I sat at home all day.
Well, I mean, so did we, but you know, you can still drink at home, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can, but no.
You can.
Pretty
sad, though, huh?
Yeah, I just hung out. I didn't do anything fancy. I'm too old for that stuff. Yeah. We went out Saturday night for my birthday, and we went to the bowling alley, and everybody was like, oh, you got to wear green. I'm like, I'm not Irish. I don't care.
Yes, you are. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you got Irish in there.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. It's not speaking to me. Like, I'm not eating Lucky Charms. I didn't know. I'm red, green, colorblind. How am I supposed to see the Irish?
Oh, my gosh. Just because you're Irish doesn't mean you eat Lucky Charms.
Oh, well, that's how you know I'm not Irish.
Do you? Oh, gosh. Okay. You know, you can ask me. Just ask me. Hey, be like, hey, what are we? What are we? And I'll tell you. But, you know, you don't text me or call me. So, you know, I guess whatever. Right. It is what it is. You wouldn't know.
That's incorrect.
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely. But I do text and call you. And when I do, you're just like, what the hell you want?
No, not always. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I think there's been an occasion or two and you've called me. I'm like, oh, God, what does he want? Uh-oh. What happened? You know, no, not in a bad way, but like, you know, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You know? Well,
because that's how, like, not often that you call me that I have to think, uh-oh, what happened? You know?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, can I butt in here for a second?
Oh, you can just talk. You don't have to put your butt in.
Well, hold up. Slow down. Folks, we have we're now starting this show as Family Feud.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm already over this episode. What is in music news?
Okay. All right, music news. This one's interesting. ChatGPT for music is officially here. A company called Suno has created an app that will make it possible for anyone to create music. So all cool. someone has to do is type in solo acoustic Mississippi Delta blues about a sad man, and it creates music, lyrics, and a singing voice. Do we agree with this? Is this weird?
This is so cool.
Actually, that's happening right now without the
GPT.
Yeah, GDP. Or whatever it is.
Daga.
Computer robots.
Yeah. Right now, there's a lot of people out there creating music that had no idea.
Well,
no clue.
I just think that this is like the whole AI art thing. I think it's cheating.
Do you know what I mean? A little bit, but I mean, at the same time, like it's maybe you can get a foundation to build a song off of. Like you got an idea in your head, you're having trouble getting there. Maybe this helps you build a foundation. But I don't think it's like, oh, I just go out here and like create 12 songs with whatever random ideas and I'm going to release an album. I don't think that's a thing. However, it's fun.
Somebody's going to do it.
It's fun. Oh, people I totally did it before. Because you can do for free, you can do 10 songs a right. day.
Oh, did you? Okay, then let's hear it. Did you make one?
Yeah, so the first one I did is a passive aggressive 80s hair band who sings about their cat. And this is how the verse goes. In a world of leather and spandex, we rock the stage. Our amps crank to 11. We're all the rage. But deep down inside, we've got a secret to share. A love so fierce, it's more than just big hair. Perfect.
So hold on. Hold on a second. Did it actually put it together in a song?
Yeah. I don't. I'll have to cut this out.
In the still of the night, Duncan struts his stuff. It's the self of me. He's got the right stuff. Oh, yeah. With my soul, my wow. peace, I feed my sensation. He's the king.
So then I changed it up a little bit. And what's weird is it does two versions of it, right? Just a little bit different. And I'm trying to think.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Why can't you play that? Why can't you play that on the thing? It isn't copyrighted.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I probably could. I mean, whatever. So then what did I do? So I tried that. I got that song. Then I changed it to a passive aggressive 80s hair band who sings about their hairball puking cat. Then I went 80s hair band who sings about that hairball puking cat. And then the last one I did, I think this one's the better one. 80s hair ballad about my cat Duncan.
In the still of the night, Duncan struts his stuff. His fur's so fluffy, he's got the right stuff. Oh yeah, that is so
Duncan is the king of the night.
So it is great. So fun.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. This opens opportunities for this podcast. Like, why? What's stopping us from making a new, you know, jingle or whatever?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I didn't realize, so it cost a credit per song, every idea. And of course, it creates two variations every time. So you basically can do 10 songs, 5 tries per day. So right as I was about to do an 80s hair band song about a guitar podcast reaching their 43rd episode, it's like, you got no more credits. You want to pay $10 a month? I was like, no, Boo. Robot, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that one would have been good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll wait. I'll check back in a day or two and I'll put some more on there and see if I can. But it's just so funny.
Let's just have like a section to every episode just dedicated to some weird song that we create right. on this thing. Anyway, I mean, I guess now that you do that, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Like just to
when you're just doing it for fun, that's different. But if you're trying to make money off of it and you're like, oh, I'm an artist now, even though I have no talent, right?
Yeah, isn't that kind of I agree with that. I don't know. I don't think it's designed for you to just go ahead and type in, you know, 13 things and now you got 13 songs and maybe you have enough Final or Logic experience or whatever DAW you use to kind of mix it up and do some stuff. So I guess if you're using it for to get the creative juices flowing, I get it. But no, you're not. Somebody's going to do it if they haven't done it already. You're not going to just take 13 tracks and throw it out there and make $1 million.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, oh, one more. That was fun. One more. Beyonce dropped a country single called Texas Hold'em. Is it really country, though? I don't know.
Okay, so remember an episode or so ago, we were talking about that country bar here in my neck of the woods where people line dance to country music. This is exactly what I would expect them to dance to.
Really?
Yeah, because it's an R&B rap artist, pop. She's in just about every genre in some way, shape, or form. I think this is kind of country for her. I thought it was good. I thought it was catchy. However, I also saw the album cover, and that to me is like you're completely not selling your music. You're selling something
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
And that
I don't know a lot of cowgirls that dress like that, to be honest with you.
No.
And if they did, they'd be real uncomfortable on a horse. Just like, it just does not. You can tell what they're trying to sell on that album cover. But, you know, the only lyric out of the whole song that I can really relate to, okay, is there's a tornado in my city. Hit the basement. That beep ain't pretty.
I vaguely remember that one. I don't know. There was like the chorus. There's the piece to the chorus. Was like, was that written by Cardi B or who wrote that?
Yeah.
Like, I did not like that part of the chorus.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I thought the tune, I thought it was catchy. I could see it, you know, being a popular song. I would personally probably be tired of hearing it after the third time.
I just don't think there's much to it. I don't think it's catchy. I think it's repetitive. That's just my opinion. I think she's going through a phase. I think they're just trying to market her to a different crowd or like just give her a different look because now she's wearing a cowboy hat everywhere and changed up her how she's dressing again. And it's like, I think eventually these artists, it just gets old. They have to do something different. Right?
Yeah, sure.
And that's what she's doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, where's the money? And maybe utilize the fame that you have to move a little money into another area of the record label or whatever. That's not doing so hot.
It all boils down to the dollar. It's one of those things where it's like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I don't know. I get that she's from Texas and whatnot. So, you know, she probably grew up around a lot of country music and that kind of thing. But I just don't think it suits her. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the other side of the fence. I like it. I mean, it's not the best song I've ever heard. But it's not the worst song either. I would much rather listen to this on repeat than her entire country or not country or Christmas music album.
She did a Christmas music album.
Or who's am I thinking of? Beyonce had to have. But I'm thinking of who did the Christmas album? What?
I don't know.
Why am I thinking of? All right. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Well. All right. Well, hey, listeners, let us know what you think. Listen to Beyonce's new country smash hit and let us know. Don't. Are you team Amanda or are you team Tim?
There's only one right answer here.
All right. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and close this up. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to mention? Or
I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Hey. Do you like learning about all things guitar and music related and need a cool podcast to listen to? So do we. Just kidding, folks. Don't worry. I won't quit my day job. No, we're talking about this podcast, of course. And we're glad that you joined us for a month of episodes celebrating Women's History Month. Do let us know what you want to hear about next by reaching out to us on Instagram at Pandemic Guitar, by email, pandemicguitar@icloud.com, and also on Facebook. Until next time, keep on playing or don't. We won't tell.
Well, all right then, I guess.
Yep.
All right.
Tornado's coming through. See y'all in 2 weeks.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.